Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to a new series of
Fingers on buzzers. It's series three.
Series
we got
three.
This far.
No one believed it, but we have. So series three of Fingers on Buzzers starts with a live episode featuring the wonderful Nick Helm.
Now, if you're not familiar with the oeuvre of the comic Nick Helm, he's a bit of a departure from our usual chummy, warm,
non-sweary,
not particularly sweary.
Family friendly. So
yeah.
Just in case we
listener
do have
discretion
any younger
is advised.
Listeners. Yeah, listeners of a sort of more sensitive disposition. It's very sweary. It's incredibly rude, but it is very funny. And it was great fun to record. So this is Fingers on Buzzers featuring Nick Helm. What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Ladies and gentlemen, get excited for the first ever Fingers on Buzzers live with Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan. Oh my goodness.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming. We were not... You've come through the storms.
Literally.
So well done for making it. And we are very excited to be doing our first ever live show. Give us a quick cheer if you ever listen to the podcast. Woo! Thank you. It would be weird if you were here and you didn't, to be honest. So you'll know roughly what we do. It's quizzing. And there is a lot of quizzing tonight, isn't there?
It's very quiz heavy.
Yep. There's also some... reminiscence as usual about things that I remember from my youth. And we've got a fantastic guest. Who have we got?
We have got none other than Nick Helm.
We're very lucky to have him. So the first thing we're going to do, there's going to be basically sort of three rounds to the show and there will be prizes. That's the right noise to make for prizes. Woo! We'll talk you through those in a bit. Very exciting. Anyone my
what
age?
What are they laughing at?
I don't know what they're laughing at. These are quality prizes. But yeah, these are the kind of prizes they had on game shows of my youth. So very excited about that. And the first thing we were going to do was obviously because we are here at the Bill Murray, the most brilliant comedy pub in the world. Give it up for the Bill Murray. So we thought we'd warm you up with a little quiz about Bill Murray because I've always said that if I ever got the chance to do Celebrity Mastermind again, I did it once before, I came highest score ever. I don't like to talk about it. Never mentioned it. But last time I did it, I did Steve Martin, The Life and Works Of. And I've always said I'd love to do Bill Murray if I did it again. And so we thought, since we're here tonight, we're going to warm up with a little bit of a Bill Murray quiz. So Jen is going to...
I assume
me.
The mantle of John Humphreys.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can we get the rights for that? Are we going to get in trouble?
No.
Going to get bleeped. It's going to be bleep heavy. Maybe we can share showbiz gossip. And it's all going to get bleeped out, but you'll know it.
John Humphreys is a tell you that. Anyway. He's not really. I'm just saying it for comic effect.
I'm scared to do an impression on him now. So, Lucy, are you ready for your Bill Murray-themed quiz?
Yeah, be very forbidding like John Humphreys is.
Is forbidding the word? Grumpy. I was going to say he's quite grumpy rather than...
Grumpy, what was the suggestion for this?
I'd say he'd be Boltonian.
Boltonian, yes.
A Boltonian John Humphreys.
Go on then.
Welsh Northwestern. I don't even know where to start with that, but I mean, this isn't an improv night, by the way.
And scene. Okay, right, so...
Okay, question number one.
Yeah.
In the year 2000, Bill Murray fired his agent in favour of what?
In favour of just representing him.
Favour of someone who can hold a clipboard.
You wouldn't get that with John Humphreys, would you? Knows what he's doing.
He has a runner to hold his question cards. You know he does. Under the desk.
Bill Murray, in 2000, Bill Murray fired his agent in order to represent himself.
I will give you half a point. Okay. I wanted a more specific answer.
Oh.
It's a free phone number.
Oh.
He got so annoyed with his agent calling him all the time, he fired them and replaced them with an answering machine. So because of his agent or because of the number, I don't know, he's reportedly missed out on various roles in films like Iron Man, Monsters, Inc., Toy Story and Boogie Nights.
Mark Wahlberg really did well to get that role, didn't he? That would have been...
No prosthesis needed.
No.
According to what I've heard. Not.
That's same with John Humphreys, actually. Very old schlong Humphreys, as they call
him. Amanda's there like, I can't afford this many bleeps. Okay, question number two. Which American writer and journalist reportedly almost drowned Bill Murray during a film shoot?
Oh, American writer and journalist.
And journalist, there's your clue.
I thought he'd thrown someone into a lake, but I didn't know that he himself had almost raised his chin.
Okay.
It is... anyone?
Come on, I'll throw it to the room.
Wolf Blitzer.
That would be a very different film shoot. So the answer is Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh.
During the film of Where the Buffalo Roam.
Good Lord, okay.
Which TV sitcom has Bill Murray only seen one episode of and apparently thinks it's, and I quote, terrible? Is it A, Seinfeld, B, Friends, or C, Happy Days? I have no evidence of his opinion on Mrs. Brown's Boys.
He loves it, actually loves it.
That's big fan.
He's sitting by his free phone number waiting for Brendan O'Carroll to call him. I think it's Friends.
No, he hates Seinfeld.
He's
just contrary is what he is. Oh. Question number four.
Yep.
Well, I suppose this one's debatable as well. Which of Bill Murray's co-stars reportedly have bitten him?
Oh, I've got to say Andy McDowell. Just for the mental image.
Possibly. You're close, though. You are close. No. It is the groundhog in Groundhog Day.
Oh! If I'd given that a moment's thought, I would have...
Yeah, you were almost there. I'll give you the point... two of a point. Yeah.
Okay. Right movie, wrong
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, you were thinking about it in the correct manner. You'd get pushed back on the chase on that. In which 1980 film did Bill Murray improvise every single one of his lines?
Oh, well, he can't have been in it that much. 1980, that's early. Caddyshack?
Correct.
Oh.
No, I probably should have said, was anyone keeping score? Someone should have been keeping... Amanda, did you keep...
Sorry.
No.
That's absolutely on brand as well. No score keeping. That was not... Sorry. 1.7.
Nice.
Somebody's paying attention. And with that, I shall hand over the beautifully branded for people watching at home. It's a Granada authentic Northwest TV production of the 1990s.
That was clipboard. My mum worked at Granada in the 90s. Yeah.
Well stolen.
Yeah, I know. There's
You forgot to give it back when you left.
Yeah.
I know all that. Yes.
So I think it's fair to say that I need to do some prep before I go on Mastermind.
Yes.
I think that's fair enough.
John Humphreys doesn't give point anything of a point.
No, because he's a right. So.
Anyway, on that note,
without further ado, let's introduce our guest. He is a man who needs no introduction.
I was thinking, where are you going with this? We agreed he's not being introduced. Because we're going to introduce him in a very on-brand manner with a quiz. So, without further ado, please welcome to the stage your guest and ours, Nick Helm! Emerging from the darkness.
Hooray. There he is.
Hello.
The lovely cardigan, if I might say.
Slept in it.
It's fragrant. Lovely fragrance.
Thank you. It was very hot in here before you lot came in, and you've managed to cool the room down. It's weird.
So, now, Mr. Nick Helm, we do want to talk to you, we want to find out all about you, but we're going to do it through the medium of quiz.
Are you quizzing me on me?
No.
Because that would be a good one to do on Mastermind, wouldn't it?
It would.
To go and, is that possible? Have people done that?
Pretty sure that's banned.
Really? The life and times of Nick Helm. Been banned from Mastermind.
You've got too much knowledge, though. They'd ask you a very simple question about what you bought in Sainsbury's last week, and you'd think, well, I did think about buying that. And yeah, you'd be there. That'd waste your minute and a half.
I've had a lot of blackout moments in my life, and I wouldn't necessarily get 100%.
Well, in fact, because you were on Mastermind, weren't you?
Yeah.
So we will be dealing with that later. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to select two members of the audience who are going to be our contestants tonight on Fingers on Buzzers. Can we have some hands in the air from anyone who feels they might like to be a contestant? It's very simple. It's not going to be at all demanding. We've got one.
Two members.
We've got two.
Two
right,
contestants.
Perfect. So, Jenny, would you like to go and interview this contestant here?
What's your name and where'd you come from?
I'm Catherine. I'm from Preston.
Oh, blimey. How long did it take you to get here today?
5 hours.
Oh. Fucking
5 hours. Amateur. Amateur. Oh. Took me 8 hours. 8 hours. So yes, hello, Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. Bring a round of applause for Catherine.
Brave volunteer, brave volunteer.
And contestant number two, who do we have?
Hello, I'm David and I'm from London.
David from London, how long did it take you to get here today?
About an hour and 20 minutes.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Not zone one then.
On the outskirts. Well, David is...
On the outskirts. You patronising fuck.
Barely London.
Oh, on the outskirts.
Yeah. Slumming it in the suburbs.
Where do you live, Lucy?
Me too, exactly. Exactly. Whereabouts are you, Essex? Essex borders?
Just inside the Essex borders, so Chigwell.
Oh, Chigwell. Give it up for Chigwell.
No. It was more of an intake of breath for Chigwell.
Yeah. It got nothing. Right. So, Catherine and David, we are going to quiz you on the... kind of on the life and works of Nick Helm. Some of them are slightly sort of lateral. The first question, I'm going to go to you first, David. Oh, God!
The prize pyramid. Be fair to us, this is the first one we've done. This is all very much a work in progress, making excuses.
It's not like I'm not excited about the prizes either, because...
Well, there's one of these prizes that I've got my eye on.
So do you want to hold them up as I introduce them?
Right. Do you trust me?
Prize number one. Does sherry make you merry? Does whiskey make you frisky? It's all just cheeky banter. Enjoy this glass decanter!
Beautiful.
It's a glass decanter and 6 glasses, David, for all your Chigwell
very
mates.
Very small glasses, but it's like a very large shot. I appreciate this.
A shot of sherry, you can have those. Yeah. Yeah. It's wasted on just David, that one. Right, this one. Second prize is whether you prefer to snuggle with a girl or a boy. If you can't find either, enjoy this cuddly toy.
Hideous.
There we go. It's gorgeous. That was my mum made that, Nick, so shut up.
Quite the talent.
Prize number three. Is life passing you by? Is it time to take stock? Reflect on mankind's impermanence with this lovely floral clock. Floral clock. And finally, do you enjoy jazz music or the songs of Leo Sayer? Well, you can listen to them both with this personal cassette player. It does. She's listening to Lionel Richie. We've got Lionel Richie.
It actually works.
Elton John, Lionel Richie, Huey Lewis and the News, and comedy, BBC comedy of the 80s, including Weekending and News Headlines. Yeah, star prizes. So
that's great.
Thanks, Amanda.
We're all excited about those. Right. Okay. So the questions that we're going to ask you. Right, David, this is your first question about Nick Helm, right?
This is humiliating, isn't it? Now,
I'm going to give you some clues to the year in which Nick Helm was born. Okay. So Nick was born. I haven't actually remembered my glasses, but it'll be fine.
Sorry, I'll take a look.
Yeah, you just read it out for me. In June of this year, Richard Pryor set fire to himself while freebasing cocaine. That's clue number one. Any ideas yet?
Unrelated.
In clue number two, in November of this year, some thousand, what's that, 83 million people tuned in worldwide to find out who shot JR. Ah, ooh. Do you want another clue? Yes, please. Okay, David.
I'm pretty sure I remember watching that. I mean,
a very advanced child.
Yes, precocious Nick Helm.
I'm not sure.
On December the 8th in this year, the movie 9 to 5, starring Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton, was released. It was also the day that Mark Chapman shot John Lennon. Unlucky for 9 to 5.
Nail it down. That should nail it down.
Couldn't get in to see 9 to 5. So.
Yeah, he's serious.
So, those are your clues. Any ideas, David?
I'm somewhere in between 65 and 75 there. I'm guessing.
He's saying percentage.
That's quite a window.
He's saying percentage.
Year, I'm guessing.
Just look at my fucking face, you can't.
Yeah, it was an age, not a year. Sorry.
Who's this fucking coming from the outskirts?
John Humphrey
of
sent him.
That's why there's six.
Go fuck yourself in every fucking hole, mate.
That's why there's six glasses. You can use one.
A little bit later. Go later than 75.
65? 65? John Lennon was shot. What, before he recorded Sergeant Pepper? Fuck me.
I'll give you a clue. I was 7.
Fucking 1960 fucking 5. What, before he recorded Imagine?
See, given that reaction in the room.
Fucking, no, just look. 1983, that's a lot better.
I'm afraid, David, it's not the correct answer. Anyone in the room?
1980.
Yeah.
Of course it's 1980, you fucking bellends.
Right.
Never mind, David, there's still plenty of chances to catch.
We're going over to a...
No. There's still loads of time.
So, Catherine, redeem the audience, please.
Best of luck, Catherine.
Catherine, one of Nick's middle names is Tristan. Which currency is used on the island group Tristan da Cunha?
The dollar.
It is not. Anybody in the room? Oh, it is the pound sterling, yes.
Oh, you knew that one, did you?
Wow. Anyway, it's nil-nil.
Nick was born on the 1st of October in
1980.
And he
you can stay.
And he shares his birth date, but not year, with an American president. This American president was born in 1924 on the 1st of October. A little bit before, Nick.
And over 40 years.
And won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2006. He's still alive. He's very old. But which American president was this?
Jimmy Carter.
Yes!
Yes! Points on the board. Points on the board.
I also share a birthday with Julie Andrews.
Lovely.
Yep. Same year. What is wrong with you fucking assholes? Fuck me. I came all the way from Holloway Road for this. Fuck every single fucking one of you. What an incredible waste of my time.
Catherine, over to you. Nick attended the University of Winchester. Very nice. Which...
affiliated with Southampton.
Okay. Which television gardener is currently the Chancellor of that university? Think about... What's your answer?
Monty Don.
I think you're overthinking things, Catherine. Anybody else? Titchmarsh. You were thinking, you know, Titchmarsh isn't smart enough to be the Chancellor.
He did a show. He did a live show in Winchester when we were at uni. Called
Stand Up.
It was called An Evening of Wit and Wisdom.
Oh.
With Anne Titchmarsh.
Did you attend?
Of course I did.
What wisdom
it
did you
pick up? It was very witty.
Yeah.
And insightful.
Witty and wise. Other University of Winchester alumni include which TV presenter who made the documentary series Living with Michael Jackson and also released a reggae album called Bass Lion? TV presenter Living with Michael Jackson, ITV, very famous.
Big reggae fan.
Big reggae. now I just feel like I'm going to give an offence and ask whatever. Who made that? Trevor McDonald.
Fucking hell, mate. Fucking hell. Trevor McDonald and his reggae album. Fucking hell, mate.
No, you're not right, but you've not disgraced yourself, David. The correct answer is, anyone? Martin Bashir.
That's some good Bashir knowledge there. Very good.
Mind you, Martin Bashir's reggae album. Fucking fucking hell, it's not much better, is it?
BBC Religious Affairs correspondent. Well done, David. That's a bonus point. Oh, okay.
And sticking with Winchester, we had a lot of biographical detail to go at. Yes. Catherine, which stand-up comedian wrote the novel Nina Is Not Okay? Also an alumnus of that august institution. Correct. That's a great answer. It's Shapiko Sandy. She knows that.
Well done.
Were you there with Shappy or at different times?
No.
Different times.
Different times.
You were there in the 60s. And she was... Okay, David, I'm going to give you three Nick Helm show titles to complete. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say if you get one of them, you can have the point, okay?
This is degrading, Lucy.
I just sense he's not a massive fan of your work, Nick, I'll be honest.
I'm not a massive fan of him. One star, mate. One star. That's what I give you.
So,
fuck off.
Can you complete this Nick Helm show title? I think you... Yes, I think you stink. Well done.
That's a point.
Well done, David.
Very good.
Keep hold of the...
Money.
Oh, my God. Do you think me, in this cardigan, would have written a show called Keep
Receipts.
Hold of the Money? I've got stains on my trousers, mate.
It was?
Keep hold of the money.
Keep hold of the gold.
That'd be a terrible thing to say to an audience as well. Keep hold of your money. It's not a good one this year.
And finally, dare to...
Dream.
Yes! Yeah. Congratulations!
I mean, 3 out of 3.
Secret
That's
fan.
Not bad. Good. You're all right, you know that?
Yeah. Right, oh, there's two questions left and that's not right for this point in the quiz, is it? We didn't think this through. Would you like question A or question B to finish the round, Catherine? Question B, great choice. Nick starred in 3 series of the hit sitcom Uncle. But who wrote the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Fucking hell.
Come on, Catherine, you know this.
What's his face?
That's
no.
A bad start, Catherine.
A terrible start.
What's his face?
I know his name.
No, you don't. If you're going down the wrong alley now.
His name is.
I have
relevant.
To give you a 5, 4, 3, 2.
I've blanked.
Audience.
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Harriet Beecher Stowe. Yes, you were misled by thinking it was a man for one thing. There we go. Not Harry Beecher Stowe.
What are the scores? Is it not like a tiebreaker?
Is anybody keeping? Amanda.
He's ahead. He's a dickhead.
Do you know what we sort of failed to do is keep score?
Assign a scorekeeper.
Keep all the scores.
So this is double or quits then?
Yes.
So this is...
She wins on personality though, right?
You get this right, you win. You get this wrong, you wipe out, and Catherine wins by default, okay?
Fucking
ooh,
hell.
Nice.
I'm on your side here.
No,
come on,
that's
there
really
we go. I'm backing
harsh,
you up,
though.
Backing you up,
good.
Nick. Okay. Which animal shares its name with Nick's 2006 BAFTA-nominated film?
You love it, David. You remember?
He's got it on
You've
DVD.
Watched it 100 times.
I'm just going to guess a nice actor. Tiger. Yeah.
There is one in this room, in fact.
Yeah, but it's under a sheet.
Yes. Also in a turn of phrase.
The correct answer, yeah, was...
Is
it's the
elephant.
Elephant.
What we've learned from that is no one in this room has seen it. Sorry.
That was the film BAFTAs as well, not TV BAFTAs.
Oh, yeah. The real ones. Yeah.
So, answering questions about the BAFTA award-winning Nick Helm. The
winner nominated.
The BAFTA
well done, nominated. Catherine! Our winner! Of that round, anyway. There is more quizzing to come.
So Catherine will be going in ahead. I'm just going to say, David, our friend David, could you keep score from now on? Thanks. Because we're
thank
not
you.
Doing it, are we?
Need right. A responsible adult, and we know he's on Diet Coke because he drove.
So Nick, do you think that was a fair representation of your life and work to date?
Absolutely. Uncle Tom's Cabin is a fucking his beloved Helm novel. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it. Your essence is luminescent. You don't need to worry about it. Fuck off. Don't.
Okay, right. We're going to go into round 2.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Round 2 is called Settling Scores. And it's not Nick against David.
That's after the show outside.
What this is a chance for our guest to right any wrongs they feel have befallen them in the quizzing world. Because any of us who are quizzers know there's always the quiz you feel you should have won. There's some sort of burning anger inside you about a quiz that didn't go your way. And Nick Helm, for you, it is, we referenced it briefly earlier, it's Celebrity Mastermind, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us about what happened, Nick?
I almost won. But I didn't quite win.
You almost won, but you didn't quite. And who were
won?
You competing at? Set the scene.
Who won?
It was the lovely woman from Fresh Meat, whose name I've momentarily forgotten.
For fear of libelling them all.
I'm sure it
Kimberly
was
Nixon.
Kimberly Nixon,
she won.
So Kimberly Nixon from Fresh Meat.
Well, all of her questions were really short. Because it's a timed thing. You know, so it's kind of like you've got like a minute to answer some questions. Yeah. And her questions were like, complete the drink, G and... And it was like her answers were short and her questions were short. And, you know, you can get through a lot in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mine were all like, when Alice Cooper was performing in the in Covent Garden in 1974, which was the band that supported him on that evening? And you'd be like, and you're not allowed to interrupt.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're just wasting your fucking life. Just like looking at John Humphreys, just fucking basically, you know, cop blocking you from a fucking from a fucking a prize that you really want, you know. Josh Widdicombe did it and he won on Blur and I was just like, fucking hell. I was fucking furious. And that question, it wasn't Common Garden, it was Finchley Park. That question that really fucking, it was the Who. that really annoyed me. That was one of the questions I got wrong because I was reading a book on Alice Cooper the night before and I fell asleep during a chapter that was talking about that. And I thought, oh, do you know what? Should I bother reading? And I was just like, the chances of there being a question on this specific page in a 300-page book is, you know, non-existent. So I just kept reading, and then it just turned out that that was one of the only questions that I got wrong. I did quite well. I think I got about 22 points.
Respectable. It's a good score.
So yeah, which was all right, but she got something like 35, and it's like everyone else was in the 40, you know, like 14 and below. So I got into the 20s, and she just sort of like, you know, one of her fucking questions. I mean, it was literally, what's the other ingredient in a G&T? Gin and, and she was just like, I can't remember what she said, but it wasn't tonic, and then. And then he put. She's bright. I mean, I'm not saying she's thick or anything, but I mean, it was just like fucking hell. How fucking easy are these fucking questions? One of the questions, her specialist subject. Sorry, I'm just actually. I wasn't angry about it until you brought it up. But one of the fucking questions that she had was about her. She was Agatha Christie. That's was right, her specialist yes. subject. And one of her questions was, I can't remember which book it was, but in this book, what was the murder weapon that they found? And she said, a rock. And he says, I'll give you that. It was a glass paperweight. And you go, that's not the fucking same thing. That's not the fucking same thing.
No.
That is not the fucking same thing at all.
No.
So I'm listening to all this fucking bullshit, and then I meant to fucking go on and have a nice time. It was fucking. But one of the things that I did do, there was a Paralympic champion that was on as well. I'm not a sports follower though, so I don't know his name either. But his special subject was the Terminator films. And so I was just sort of like being friendly, but, you know, backstage. And I was just like going, so what year was Terminator made? And he was like, 1984. And I said, who played the bad guy in Terminator 2? And he goes, stop it, stop it. I said, it was Robert Patrick, wasn't it? And then he went on, and that was one of the fucking questions, which was, who played the bad guy in Terminator 2? And he said, Robert Patrick. And when he sat back down next to me, I went, you're welcome. Very fucking competitive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's horrible, the atmosphere.
They play the music when you're in there. It's fucking tense enough, man. Do you know? It's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's fucking tense
and
music.
And they make you sit in that chair.
They make you sit in the fucking chair looking at that fucking and fucking, you know. I tried to be self-deprecating and he took me at my fucking word and he was just like, why don't you think you're good enough to be on this fucking show? And he didn't swear, but...
Well, I was on with Mark Watson and we've not really spoken since, to be honest. It's, well, because he had the same thing as you, where it was, I felt, and I agreed with him actually, that I got loads of really short questions and he got... Because his specialist subject was the World Cup since 1973 or something. So, and mine was Steve Martin. So mine was, you know, name the film Steve Martin made in 1987. And his were in the third round match of the second blah, blah, blah. I don't even know.
The lesson is you choose a subject where each question needs less context.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
There you go. Lessons learned.
Well, specialist subject is yes or no answers.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Bearing that in mind, we're going to give you a second bite at the mastermind cherry.
Sure.
So we now you did Alice Cooper as your specialist subject.
What was it? Previously. Was it Roxanne, 1987?
I can't remember now, to be honest. I crammed for the thing and then I've forgotten it.
It's probably Roxanne, I think.
So we're going to give you a quiz, not on Alice Cooper because you've done that. We're going to give you a quiz on John Carpenter, who is another of your faves.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I like watching John Carpenter's films, but I don't like read about him and think about him all the time. Although I do a radio show and we mention him every week, not deliberately, just totally by accident. It's just like he's made like 15 films, and we just mentioned the thing every single week.
Well, it was Nat Metcalfe who actually said, "Let's do." this is your special subject.
Oh, did he? So, yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Well, I'm not going to do very well.
Well, let's see about that. Right. Now, we can't license the music for Mastermind. For The Room, we'll do it. Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
People are harmonizing and everything. Right. Amanda, are you ready on the timer? Okay. Do I need to do anything else, Amanda, before we start?
Do you need
this?
Your glasses?
I'm going to try and press
Where
on.
Where are they? Where are
They're
they?
They're in my coat, but I printed this out in 14 points, so I think
oh,
I might
good.
Be
We're
all
good
right.
Then. Should be fine.
Okay, right. Nick Helm, your specialist subject is?
John Carpenter.
And your time?
Fucking answer me!
I did. Did everyone else hear that? That was is that just the voice in my head?
That's John Humphrey's internal monologue.
Fucking answer me!
Right, Nick Helm. On the film.
You've heard of me now. fucking hell.
On the life and work of the film director John Carpenter, your time starts now. Which actor played Elvis in Carpenter's 1979 TV biopic?
Kurt Russell.
Who plays the alien in Carpenter's 1984 film Starman?
Jeff Bridges.
Which film school did John Carpenter attend? Was it NYU or USC?
NYU.
It was USC. Yeah, although he didn't graduate. Anyway, when did Carpenter win his first Academy Award?
He hasn't, has he?
He has. I'll let you guess a year.
When did he win his first Academy
It was
Award?
For The Resurrection of Bronco Billy, a short film.
A short film. Mm. Oh, fuck. So that would be 1972?
Bit earlier.
70.
60, yes, 70. 1970. Well done.
I don't know how to score that.
He won an Oscar.
He did. Okay. It was a short Three. Film.
Fucking
short
hell,
film
for a short film.
Well, like you were nominated
Not even
for
just
a BAFTA.
Well, I was nominated for a BAFTA. Yeah, anyway. Nominated. He
which,
won.
Which Carpenter movie was remade in 2005, starring Selma Blair?
Which was, was it The Fog?
It was. How many times has Carpenter been married?
3.
Do you want to revise that downward slightly?
2.
Yeah. In which US state was John Carpenter born?
I don't know.
It's where he didn't go to film school.
Oh, New York.
Yeah.
Why would he do that to himself? He had to commute.
Carpenter worked on his first film, Dark Star, with Dan O'Bannon, who went on to write the script for which classic
Alien.
Sci-fi picture? Thank you. How many of Carpenter's films did the late Donald Pleasance appear in?
Fucking answer me!
That's horrible, actually. I hate being talked to like that. Nothing else. If I get nothing else out of tonight, I'll at least revise the way I've been treating people. Not you. So he was in Escape from New York.
He was.
And he was in Halloween.
He was.
And he was in fucking Prince of Darkness.
He was.
So is it 3?
It is. The Duke of New York in Escape from New York is played by which music legend? I've started so I'll finish. is played by which music legend who is also the voice of the chef in South Park?
I mean, I got it already. It was Isaac Hayes, but I got it just from the first part of that, and then you sort of ruined it by making it making it too easy by going on about chef.
But you were already, I could see that you were forming the words. Right, yeah. So Jenny, David, anyone who's been keeping score?
After the specialist knowledge round, you have 9 points.
9 points, very good.
Was it 9 out of what?
12 or something? I don't know.
Fucking hell! You've got it written down!
I didn't bother numbering the questions. We'll tell you later. Right, so now it's on to your general knowledge round. Oh. And I can tell you Kimberly Nixon has got 15. So it's all to beat.
15 or 50?
50.
50? 5-0?
15.
No.
So your general knowledge questions start here.
Okay.
Which war, fought between the United States and Great Britain over British violations of US maritime rights, ended with the exchange of ratifications of the Treaty of Ghent, which was signed on December the 24th, 1814, and signed into law by Prince Regent, the future King George IV, on December the 30th, although the treaty was not fully in effect until it was ratified by the United States Senate, which occurred unanimously on February the 17th, 1815, thus beginning more than two centuries of peaceful relations between the United States and Britain, despite a few tense moments such as the Pig War in 1859, and the Trent... Oh, I'm sorry. But I've started, so I'll finish. And the Trent Affair in 1861.
Isaac Hayes.
Oh, it was the War of 1812, Nick. And I'm sorry to tell you that yet again, Kimberly Nixon has stolen victory.
Oh, no.
You haven't won, Mastermind.
Gin and tonic.
Sooty and...
Sweet.
Phil and...
Ted.
Yeah.
It was so fucking easy.
Oh.
It didn't even matter. No. You know, a fucking rock.
Do you know, I feel though, has it been cathartic doing that again for you?
No, that was actually incredibly stressful.
I think we've re-traumatised him.
It's really stressful. Yeah.
I know, I feel, but it felt like it was going to be funnier when we came up with it.
No, I loved it. I really loved
and
it.
And it just felt a bit cruel, but...
No, it's good. It's good stuff. Good old-fashioned fun.
David, how do you think you would have done on those questions?
Not very well.
Oh, there you go. At least your nemesis wouldn't have done any better.
Yeah.
I think, let's just say, if John Humphreys is listening, and I really firmly hope that he is... then they should have you back on, do you think?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I don't quite know what for, but congratulations.
Do I win any of the... No.
No, you don't win any of the prizes yet, but...
Kimberly gets one of these.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
No, Kimberly. Kimberly beat him in Mastermind.
But Catherine gets one as well, right?
Well, in fact, that's a brilliant segue. Into round three.
Okay.
Now, round three, it's our final round. and it's we're calling it Superhost is the title of the round because we love your work, Nick Helm, as does everyone in this room except David. And we love you as an actor, we love you as a comedian, as a musician and singer, we love everything that you do, but there's one thing that we feel...
So fucking talented.
You haven't done. There's one thing we feel you haven't done that you should do, and that is, Jenny?
We think you should host your own quiz show.
Oh, all right.
So we have devised a quiz show for you, Nick Helm, and we sort of thought, what can we do? So this is something we're going to do when we do the live shows for our guests, is we're going to devise a bespoke quiz format for them, and then hopefully those formats will be picked up by broadcasters.
By the thousands of commissioners who are in this room.
Yeah. And then we will all be fantastically rich because you are going to help us with this format. Okay, so the format we've devised for you was tell us a bit about the wonderful short film you made about boxing.
The format of the show is me telling you about a short film I made about boxing.
No, this is the preamble. This is why we came up with this. So
I made a short film about boxing called The Killing Machine because I was boxing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And... I went in and had a meeting with Shane Allen at BBC and he said, have you got any ideas? And I was like, oh, I've got this idea. I've been working on it for about 10 years. And he said, oh, it's rubbish. I'll come up with something else. And I went off and I did a boxing session. I said, what about if it's about boxing? And he went, yeah. And then So I made it. But yeah, it's about like mental health and toxic masculinity and stuff like that.
And it's a beautiful film.
It's nice. It's a nice film. It's really about stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. It's because it's like when I started boxing, I was rubbish at it, but I really enjoyed it. So I'd go every week and I would get like, oh, fucking hell. So I'd go every week and I'd get slightly better at it. And it was sort of like the only thing that I could sort of like compare it to was kind of like when I started out doing stand-up.
Which can be gladiatorial in the same way.
But it was more to do with the fact that I was shit. And but I kept going because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Which, that explains my act. It's perseverance.
And I've boxed, you've boxed, Jenny, haven't you?
I have.
And we sort of thought that actually, do you remember in the 80s and 90s, there was a vogue for sports-related quizzing? So obviously Bullseye, we all knew and loved, Jim Bowen, people playing darts and answering questions. Then there was Big Break with Jim Davidson, who we don't love so much.
Oh, he did well the other week with Brexit. Nice to see him back on the box.
It's his his time has come, really, hasn't
fucking
it?
Fucking hell. So embarrassing.
So that was Big Break, which was him.
That's a great fucking show, that was.
It was.
Big Break was great, yeah. Did he sing the theme tune?
No, Captain Sensible sang the theme tune.
Oh, right. It's always that thing, though, isn't it? Where
like the Dennis Walker.
Nathaniel was talking about the other, but Nathaniel was saying it the other day that he thought that Woody Harrelson sang the theme tune to Cheers. Just like whoever's in the sitcom, they're singing the theme tune.
So we thought we'll do, because there was not only Bullseye and Big Break, which everyone remembers, but I also this week watched another sports themed quiz from the 90s, which was called Fair Swing. And
Full Swing,
thank you, Jen. Full Swing, which was, now the rule for these sports-based quiz shows were they had to be presented by someone called Jim. So you had Jim Bowen, Jim Davidson. So this was hosted by Jimmy Tarbuck, and it was the exciting world of golf.
Fucking hell! Yeah,
96 was the first episode. If you want to watch it, it's on YouTube, and it is spectacular. Because of course, the thing about darts and snooker, very much indoor games,
like quiz.
Like quizzing, exactly. Whereas golf, very much a big, epic outdoor game. And so they had on the first one, and I love Jimmy Tarbuck, I think he's fantastic. And they had Ian St. John of St. and Greavesy, and they had Tim Brooke Taylor, who's lovely, and Ronnie Corbett, right? Amazing golfers, but they were playing on a sort of golf simulation. So they would swing and hit the ball, and then there'd be like on the screen a little golf ball going boop. It was some of the least thrilling television you could ever possibly
magical
want to see. But it was, I thought it was quite a good
one series
game. But we really like the idea of combining sports and quizzing, and we love your film about boxing. So we have decided,
I just remembered Gladiators as well, sorry.
Well, yeah, Gladiators was pure sport.
But it's not like a quiz. That's no not. Quiz, that's a game show, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it needed
more.
Is that off the cards then?
Yeah.
Game shows. It's got to be a quiz show.
Well, like, that's what we're into, yeah.
Yeah, sure. So, all right, okay, yeah. We'll just do what you want to do. you seem to have planned it.
There is a gladiatorial aspect to this as well, because right. The game show we've devised, it's called Punching Up with Nick Helm.
Yes.
And I think we've got a theme song, Amanda, haven't we?
Wanna punch a celebrity in the face, then you come to the right place.
Punch it up.
Nick Helm.
Punch it up.
Nick Helm.
Nice.
Is that Jim Davidson?
Do you know who that actually is?
Woody Harrelson.
It's Woody
That's actually my husband knocked that out for us.
That's great.
Justin Edwards. Soon to be seen appearing in Pericles with the RSC. That's what he does in his spare time.
It was in 1917.
He was in 1917, but it would have been improved if he'd sung that, I think. It would have lightened the mood, wouldn't it? So Punching Up with Nick Helm. It's a boxing themed quiz show. Right?
Sure.
So the way we're going to play this is you obviously are going to be sort of hosting it. We'll talk you through it.
Sure.
And we have some... So obviously in the real thing, what would happen is you'd have celebrities and members of the public. Members of the public answer the questions and the celebrities box. Okay. Now, we phoned a few people's agents and we were unable to secure any celebrity guests.
I'm surprised that they weren't jumping at the chance.
What we've done instead is I'm going to go over here and set this up and Jenny can talk you through it.
Yeah. I mean, this is for audio broadcast. But however, Lucy's now removing a pashmina from an inflatable giraffe, elephant,
remove
and walrus.
Remove the pashmina! That's how we set it.
Well, you're the host. You're the host. You can... And now she's applying the faces of celebrities to these. So we can pretend these are the celebrities we have in our boxing ring. So the giraffe is no longer a giraffe. That is Jeremy Clarkson. We have...
The Queen, isn't
the really Queen is on the elephant. She's the ultimate celebrity, Nick. She's struggling with some elastic.
She's famous for being famous, isn't it?
So just without the sex tape. So
my mum says, everyone's a celebrity these days. People think they can just be a celebrity if they shit out the right hole. 72 she is.
She's very astute. It's tense here. We're going to find out who the walrus is going to be. It's like a reverse Masked Singer. These are the celeb. Oh, it's Lucy herself.
My queen.
Yeah, a queen of our hearts. So we're going to have our contestants are going to answer questions. They're going to pick a celebrity. They're going to be asked a question by our quiz master, Nick. And if they get it right, their representative boxer, so me for Catherine and Lucy for David. So, yes, we've donned our boxing capes.
The famous boxing capes.
Yes, notorious boxing capes.
All of them boxers are wearing these days, aren't they?
So what's going to happen is, Nick, you are going to ask questions about these celebrities to our audience members. So audience members, you get to choose which celebrity you want to answer questions on. The questions will be sort of relevant to them and their areas of expertise. David, will you do a timer? So I'm going to do you, or you can do it on yours, 30 seconds. So Nick, you're going to ask a question to the audience member. They're going to answer it. The timer will be counting down from 30 seconds.
This glitter's going to be on my fucking head for fucking weeks, isn't it?
They are glittery. And so you answer the questions, guys. And then with the remaining time after you've answered the question, Jenny and I, in the remaining bit of the 30 seconds, have to go and punch the celebrity of your choice as many times as we can. I'm going to ask you, sir, to count how many times we punch. And then the highest number of punches will, of course, be the winning score. You're playing for all the prizes that we've seen before. And also in this round, you're playing for the Fingers on Buzzers boxing belt. Championship belt. There we go. Do you want to hold that as well, sir?
That'll go well with the cape.
Want to punch a celebrity in the face? Then you come to the right place.
Punch it up.
Nick Helm.
Punch it up.
Nick Helm.
Good evening. Am I doing this right?
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to Punching Up with me, Nick Helm. That's great. What a lot of fun. Who are you and what do you do? That's my catchphrase. I was actually spending most of my time looking at... I was just thinking, every fucking person I bump into for the next week is going to be like, oh, you've got glitter on you. What have you been doing? And so I didn't listen to anything that you said about setting up the show. Oh, who do you want to... good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So who is it the same two people?
Catherine,
right, OK. Right, OK, so right, I really didn't listen. It's my show, though. I can do it any fucking way I like to. So good evening for the third time. Welcome to Punching Up with Nick Helm. And so who I've got to ask the audience generally. Catherine. Oh, Catherine.
I'm the owner of Jeremy Clarkson.
Hang on a minute. Let me fucking ask you the fucking question first. All right? Don't get too fucking big for your fucking boots here. Let's not forget, it's Punching Up with Nick Helm. So who would you like to punch up?
Jeremy Clarkson.
All right. So this question is giving Jeremy Clarkson a real punch in the face. Jeremy Clarkson question. Say that again. Fuck him. Fucking. Is this music? Are you playing me off the stage, or am I meant to be talking over this? This, I mean, I'll talk over it, but it's coming so late in the show now. I just really think it's a format problem, really. It's confused the host. I don't know what the audience are thinking. It's Punching Up with Nick Helm. So, okay, so your question for Jeremy Clarkson, motoring. Question is, in 1902, which motoring offence was issued for the first time? Yeah, absolutely. It was the world's first speeding ticket. The motorist was travelling for a bonus punch. How fast was the motorist travelling?
4 miles an hour.
4 miles an hour? You fucking... I mean, I gave you the opportunity for an extra... It's 45 miles an hour. Fucking hell, you're using David's logic here. So how long has you got for the punching? I mean, in boxing matches, that would be called off by now. You're not allowed to... No kicking... Famously, no kicking in boxing. That's kickboxing that you're thinking of. All right, David, who do you want to fuck up?
The Queen.
The Queen? Fucking hell, mate. That's okay, so the Queen. Yeah, I know it's a format problem, all right? We're fucking working through it. All right, what we've basically got to realise is a lot of people don't actually like violence. So, who knew? The Queen, Royal Family. Which board game has been... Have you stopped the music or are you just playing it really quietly? Well, you seem to have faded it down over the fucking course of the fucking show. Put it... Either have it on or have it off. Pardon? Lower than that, innit? Fucking... Don't push my buttons. Fucking... Oh, fucking glitter all over my fucking hands. Fucking, it'll be on my face in the morning and people will be like, you got glitter on your face, and you'll be fucking, anyway. It doesn't come off in the shower. So, which board game has been banned in the royal household? It's Monopoly. 17 seconds. 17 seconds of punching. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to punch up. Fucking. It's a very visual game, really. So we get another question, yeah?
That's it now.
All right.
Well, I'm no terrified of Lucy.
So in this game show, they have one question each. And then the music comes in and out throughout the whole thing. And we're all bewilderingly wearing capes. Cool. I'm on board.
So punching up with Nick Helm.
Punching up with Nick Helm. What are those scores?
Jenny punched Jeremy Clarkson 41 times.
41 times?
She kicked him 4 times.
She kicked him 4 times. I think, yeah, we did that point for
you
kicking.
You would, though.
And Lucy punched Her Majesty the Queen 45 times.
Oh, very good. Oh.
So we have a winner, and our winner is, you'll be delighted, Nick, to announce, the winner is...
Catherine!
Hey!
It was David. Sorry, Catherine. You knew you lost.
Okay, yeah, well,
because there were three rounds, weren't there?
We'll dish out the prizes.
And she won out the first round, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
So it's a draw, really.
It is. So now they fight. We've got the equipment.
But then I won the middle round.
You won the middle round, so it means prizes for everyone! That's what we like at Fingers on Buzzers. So, firstly, we're going to let... I think, Catherine, you can come up first and select the prize that you would like from the prize table. Remembering there's the decanter, there's the clock, there's the cuddly toy, there's the selection of tapes and a cassette recorder to play them on with headphones.
I think I'm going to go for the decanter.
She's going for the decanter, guys. Taking it all the way back to Wigan.
The decanter.
Pardon?
decanter. I just repeated what she said. The decanter.
It's a lovely decanter.
With six glasses.
So David can... From winner of round two. Oh, Nick. OK, Nick, you're going to get to choose next. That's not kind of you.
I mean, I've got so much shit in my flat. I mean, I know... No, you choose first.
OK. Can I then go for the cuddly toy?
You fucking... You fucking asshole! Fucking.
Why don't you give it to him, Nick? Give it to David. Other David, will you take a photograph of this beautiful moment for us? Here we go. Get up on stage, David. There you go. and Nick, is there a prize that you would like?
I'll have the tape deck, please. Thank you very much.
And you're going to get the tape deck. So, guys, I think that all that remains to really be said is that Jenny's had such a good time she's left. She's gone to the loo. She's gone to the
fucking
loo.
Fucking hell, we all need a piss, love. Fucking. Beat the crowds. How unprofessional is that? There's a lot of people in here that will all need the toilet in a minute. Stay where you are. I'm just going to... Imagine if we all did that when we were performing. It's like, okay, wait here a minute, guys. The show's technically over, but if you just all stay seated, I need to go for a piss. I'm trying to beat the crowds.
See how long they'd all wait for us to come back, I suppose.
Fucking hell.
So let's close the show together and say thank you so much for coming. You've been an absolute delight and a joy. Listen out for it. It'll be out soon, Amanda, correct? And give it up for Mr. Nick Helm! And keep it going for Amanda! And then let's all run to the ladies' toilet and surprise Jenny. Come on, let's do it.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz@fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet @fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.